Gentlemen, to the Friday morning edition of the Power Hour. No, we did not start the fire. And you can darn bet that the Department of Defense and the VA and the government, they just stoking that fire. They stoking it left and right. And, yeah, it's up to somebody to help put it out.
We're letting you know that it's on fire. That's right. Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And this is Dave.
And I want to thank you for joining us today to listen to the subject of secret experiments that have gone on in this country. In the Name of Science is the name of the book by Dr. Andrew Golesik. And you can get it right now for $3 off. It is $25, regularly $27.95, by calling 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. And we had a request for that 1-800 number for Gulf War Illness off the air. That phone number, 800-472-6719, 800-472-6719. And we're going to go to the callers here. Dr. Golesik, can you stay with us for a few minutes into the next hour?
I have a faculty meeting, and then I have to go out of town.
Okay, well, I'll tell you
so
what.
So I have one more segment here, and then I really do need to get going.
All righty. Let me go with Mark in Minnesota. Mark, welcome to the Power Hour. You're on the air with Dr. Golesik. Go ahead, please.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hi, go ahead.
I noticed you guys were speaking about AZT earlier, and I learned something that I thought was pretty interesting, the way the statisticians and the advance guard of the medical establishment can make fiction truth. I was kind of curious about how often you think this goes on. There's actually a family up here in Minnesota, and they adopted a baby girl back in 1990 from Romania. And she's a healthy 14-year-old girl today now. And, of course, they gave her the Fox HIV test, i.e. the Western blot. Said, well, she's got HIV, got to put her on AZT.
Mm.
So they put her on AZT, and she started to get sick. And fortunately, they were able to get in touch with Dr. Peter Duesberg.
Right, right.
He said, if you don't want her to die, then you got to get her off the AZT.
Wow.
So they took off the AZT, and she's just fine. But now GlaxoSmithKline lists her as in the category of AZT prolonged life, even though it's killing her, because she's exceeded the presupposed lifespan.
Okay, let me thank you very much, Mark. It's good to hear from you. Let me get Dr. Golesik's response.
Yeah, you know, it's funny with statistics and the way they report survival. For example, cancer survival. We're told that the cancer rates are going down. We're improving cancer treatments. More people are living or being cured of cancer. What people don't know is that if you survive with cancer for 5 years, you're considered a cancer survivor. If you die the day after the 5 years of that cancer, you're still considered a survivor of the cancer, even though you died of that cancer, because the 5 years is up.
Oh.
And so you could play with statistics any way you want. You could ask any statistician, and they'll tell you that they could manipulate the data any way you want to get any result that you want. So.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the way it is. Let's go with Jim in Texas. Jim, you're the last caller for Dr. Golesik. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Joyce and Dave.
Hi there, Jim. Go ahead.
Dr. Golesik, can you address the issue of chemtrails, please? I see these all the time here in Austin, and I'm going nuts with these things.
Of what now?
Chemtrails. The contrail
that
chemtrails.
That appears to me to be an ongoing experiment on us.
Yeah, well, I'm not that familiar with contrails, and I don't know if there's really an explanation.
You've got to let him go. I thank you so much, Dr. Golesik. Get the book In the Name of Science. Sorry, Jim. We'll be right back in 1 minute, 10 seconds. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Golesik. Operations relating to mind control. But he is probably one of the most respected people, I think, that has written about this subject, because he's a scientist. He is not somebody who is involved in the conspiracy realm or has maintained themselves outside the area of science. He is a scientist, and he's looking at these experiments as they really are. He even contains information from Dr. Garth Nicholson on the issue of mycoplasma. He has the information on Executive Order 13139, where Bill Clinton said you can experiment on the military as long as you have the permission of the Department of Defense. Well, I mean, what, are they going to say, no, we don't want to do it? Biological testing involving human subjects by the Department of Defense, the information that, of course, we've brought you on this program. Documents. He actually has Project Artichoke documents. The appendix is probably one of the biggest and most important areas of this book. He has Project MK Often documents in here also. So if you want a book that explains what's going on in the secret realm of military and civilian research, the book is In the Name of Science.
You know, I find it really amazing that back in the days of World War II and the Nuremberg trial, everybody pointed a finger of condemnation at the Nazis, and rightfully so, of all the experimentations that were being done on the prisoners. I mean, just horrendous, horrendous experiments. And yet, they would take those scientists, bring them back here to the United States, put them in the VA and in hospitals all over the country, and then justify continuing these experiments because, of course, we're the good guys and we would never do anything wrong. I mean, we recently saw a movie, it was called Siege. It had Bruce Willis and Denzel Washington. It's one of the few movies I've seen that where Bruce Willis actually plays a bad guy. New York City is placed under martial law, and Bruce Willis is the commander, and he's just basically trouncing all over the Constitution, constitutional rights, and justifying it. And this is exactly what's going on in our military today. The Constitution has taken a back seat to this quote-unquote war on terror, which now is coming under very serious question, with George Bush having to face questions about what the intelligence was about the WMD. Now, of course, is the issue about his military records, and did he lie about that? Were those records sanitized or expunged or whatever? And now the next question, of course, the next shoe to drop is going to be about the information that GW said he had shortly after 9/11. We have definitive proof that Osama bin Laden and the Taliban were behind the attacks of September 11th, and we'll provide that information in due time. And we've never seen that information. Did we launch an orgy of death into Afghanistan and Iraq based on more bad information or fabricated information by this administration and the handlers of George Bush? These are questions that are going to rear their ugly heads, and America is going to have to face these questions. Because now, after going over to Afghanistan and supposedly helping them to set up a new legitimate government, as reported a couple days ago, the poppy crop, the opium, is up to the highest rate in the history of Afghanistan.
More successful, they've got more fertilizer, they've got better treatment of the poppy crop.
That's
right. I wonder why.
Who benefits? And we all know that the CIA has been involved in the importation of drugs for decades. And we know that the Bush family has been hooked into the CIA for decades. Who benefits, folks? Let's get busy, roll up the sleeves. We'll be back. This is Dave.
And John.
Stay with us.